Good morning.
早上好。
It's a happy day, isn't it?
的确是个快乐日。
And it's also a happy week. This week we will be celebrating Thanksgiving.
同样也是一个特别喜乐的周日，一个星期。
It's a time for families.
是家庭团聚的时候。
And it's a time for the community of believers to remember why they should give thanks.
也是基督徒的群体来反思我们为什么要献上感恩。
Today in particular, we're going to be talking about baptism.
今天我们特别要讲到施洗。
And the story is told about the baptism of a king by St. Patrick.
历史上有这样的 St. Patrick 受洗的故事。
This took place in the middle of the 15th century.
这是15世纪的故事。
Now, sometime during this ceremony, St. Patrick leaned on his very sharp cane.
在他受洗的过程中，这个 King Patrick 他突然倚在他这个非常锋利的那个拐杖上。
And he accidentally stabbed the king's foot.
而且他还踩到这个当时的那个王的脚上。
Now the king acted very royally and said nothing.
那个王并没有说什么。
But after the baptism was over,
当这个敬礼这个洗礼已经完成了以后
，St. Patrick looked down and he saw all this blood.
这个 St. Patrick 看到这个很多的血流出来。
He realized what he had done and begged the king's forgiveness.
他就说：“哎呀，我怎么会把这个王的这个国王的脚给扎伤了？”他就请他原谅。
Why did you suffer this pain? He said to the king, and not say anything.
但是你这样受苦的时候，你为什么一句话都不说，沉默无言？
The king replied, I thought it was part of the ritual.
王说也许是这是正常的仪式，就应该流血。
The king didn't quite understand baptism.
当然这个王并不明白受洗的意义。
But for everyone who's sitting there today to get baptized, don't worry, you won't get hurt.
今天要受洗的人，请你放心，你不会被扎一下。
Neither Ben nor I have a cane this morning, so you're okay. Anyway, we're going to try to help everyone understand baptism.
今天要使所有的人尽可能能够明白受洗的意义。
Now, for centuries, Christians have debated and argued about what baptism does.
在过历史历代里头，基督徒都来想要探求受洗的意义，在这里头呢，有一些争论。
They've talked about who it should be given to, how much water should be used, and exactly how we define it.
什么样的人应该受洗？到底应该是浇灌呢，还是全身都给水呢？还有很多其他的事情，他们在争论不休。
But basically, baptism is God's gift to you.
其实，这个受洗是神的礼物。
It's a holy ordinance.
是一个神圣的神圣的礼。
It's a sacrament.
是圣礼。
It's a way to share with the world as new Christians our new relationship with God.
是对于新基督徒他们来在神里面来庆贺他们跟神的关系的重新定义。
And in many ways, it's like a wedding ceremony.
有的时候呢，是像是一个结婚的典礼。
That's why up here on the screen we have what?
在这上面我们看到很多的图画。
It's a Chinese wedding at the top, right?
上面是中国古代的戏里头的这个婚礼状态。
Now maybe many people don't know this, but you don't need to have a wedding ceremony to be married.
但有的时候实际上你并不需要有一个特别的庆典来表明你能够结婚。
To be legally married, you only need a wedding certificate, right? A wedding license.
在美国如果要结婚是合法的话，你只要去到州政府去登记就可以。
And but is the ceremony what it does is it gives a new couple a chance to share their vows.
但是在这样典礼的时候，有一件事情发生，就是说新婚的夫妇彼此交换他们的誓言。
So in front of their friends, they can tell them how much they love each other, and they can express the commitment they've made to each other.
在这里表达他们彼此的相爱，然后彼此的委身。
And their commitment is to form a new life together.
但这样的委身来表达他们产生一个新的生活形态。
It's the same thing that people are doing today as they get baptized.
类似的，今天要受洗的坐在前面这些弟兄姐妹，也是在表达这样的誓言和表达他们向主的委身。
They're sharing about their new life together with Christ.
他们共同的分享在耶稣基督里的新生命。
And they want everybody to know it.
也希望更多的人了解他们的快乐。
And so you see, baptism doesn't get you into heaven.
当然，洗礼本身并不把你带到天上去。
The baptism itself, the ceremony, is just the beginning.
这就是指向将来，只是一个开始。
And in the message that we share today, you'll see it's part of a process.
今天我要分享的这个经文呢，是表达这个基督徒的旅程是一个过程。
It's part of a process that God uses to welcome us into His family and the work.
这是用这样的过程，神把我们接纳进他的家。
And He welcomes us into the work of building His kingdom with Him.
他同样把我们纳入他建造上帝国度的过程里面。
It's the same way you build a marriage.
就像你建立你的婚姻一样。
Or for kids and for people who are single, it's the way you build relationships and friendships.
如果你是小孩或者你还是单身，也是这种方式，你开始建立跟其他人的关系。
And it's what you do when you join fraternities or sororities or clubs.
如果你在美国，你建立刚刚这些所有的大学里的这些 club， 你就知道他们做什么。
But here's the things that we want you to get out of the message this morning.
我希望有几件事让你今天清楚的了解。
God's baptism for people is into Christ.
受洗表明人植入基督的身体，植入基督，归入基督。
God's baptism is into His church.
神的敬礼洗礼也表明说他纳入神的教会。
The people who are baptized form a new community.
他突然产生一个新的彼此服侍的群体。
And finally, God's baptism is into His service in the world.
他们要将来在神的世界中来服侍众人。
God's baptizing people today to do something.
神将他们纳入神的国度中以后，要彼此的同工来服侍。
And why is this all important?
为什么这件事重要？
Because like marriage, we want our new relationships to work out.
我们需要像婚姻一样的来把这个东西建造起来。
So baptism is about a ceremony that not only welcomes you.
这个受洗不光是来欢迎你。
It welcomes you into new relationships into the family of God.
让你纳入神的家中的关系。
But it also provides opportunities to live out the real reason you were created.
同样的是让你活出上帝本来要造你的心意。
And it invites you to lovingly work out the reason you exist.
让你彼此相爱的活出你本来存在这个地球上的意义。
So we're going to pray and then read our text together.
我们准备一同祷告，然后来读今天的经文。
Father in heaven, thank you for this day.
天父，我们谢谢你今天这一天。
It's a happy day to have so many people express their love for you.
的确是一个快乐的日，这么多的人来向你表达他对你的爱。
We pray for the message this morning.
祷告今天早晨的信息。
That it makes things clear to people.
能够使人们清醒。
And we pray for the one preaching.
特别为讲道的人也祷告。
Forgive him his sins.
赦免他的罪。
Because we would see Jesus only.
让我们能够看见耶稣。
In Jesus' name, amen.
用他的名我们祷告。Amen.
All right, open your Bibles if you have them to, Acts, the second chapter, verses 38 to 41. We're going to split the text up today into two parts. So we're going to read the first part first. And for those of you who don't have your Bibles, there it is on the screen.
那如果没有的话呢，请你看。
Let's read it together first in English and then in Chinese.
我们先读英文，然后再读中文。
Peter replied, Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. The promise is for you and your children, and for all who are far off, for all whom the Lord our God will call. With many other words, he warned them, and he pleaded with them,Save yourselves from this corrupt generation. Those who accepted this message were baptized, and about 3,000 were added to their number that day.
我们启动中文38节，请彼得说，你们个人要悔改，奉耶稣基督的名受洗，叫你们的罪得赦免，就必领受所赐的圣灵，因为这应许是给你们和你们的儿女。并一切在远方的人就是主我神所招来的彼得还用许多的话做见证劝勉他们说你们当救自己脱离这弯曲的世代于是领受这话的人就受洗了那一天门徒约添了3000人
I'm going to let you read the rest of Acts chapter 2 for yourself
请你到讲道的时候你可以继续来读这个 But
something amazing is taking place. Jesus has just been resurrected. And there are 120 of his followers with the apostles waiting in Jerusalem to begin ministry.
120多个人加上使徒们都在等待降下的圣灵来开始这个神国的工作。
And finally, something wonderful happened.
但是有一件事情发生。
You know, it's like 2001, A Space Odyssey.
就是就像那个 2001,
It's a movie where the astronaut says, when things are so confusing, he says, something wonderful is going to happen.
那这些宇航员说有一件事情要发生是非常奇妙的事。
And this is what it is. The Holy Spirit is given to them.
这个奇妙的事就是说圣灵上帝竟然给了这些人。
It's poured out on all the 120 people so they can have power to continue Jesus' work on the earth.
圣灵从上面浇灌下来，浇灌给这120多位。
They are in Jerusalem when this happens and a miracle takes place.
就在这个时候，很多的神迹奇事发生。
There are 3,000 people visiting from every nation, every known nation and country that the Jews are in at that time.
当年整个在罗马帝国里的很多的 犹太人都那天也回到了耶路撒冷，有3000多人，从各同各个国家。
They're probably 15, 20, 30 languages.
也许有更十几种不同的语言。
And these 120 people begin speaking all those languages.
结果这120人竟然能够说出这十几种到30几种不同的语言来。
Go to the next slide, please. All of a sudden, people discover God speaks my language.
听说上帝能够说我能够听懂的话。
They thought God just spoke Hebrew.
原来神只是说希伯来话的人。
Aramaic.
也许是阿拉伯文。
But now he speaks Egyptian and Arabic.
他竟然能够说不同的语言。
Chinese.
甚至是中文。
And they're going, how is this possible?
这怎么可能？
Where do these people learn Chinese?
他们从哪学会说中文的？ 从来没有说过，中文学校没上过。
And so Peter tells them.
彼得跟他们说。
He preaches his very first sermon.
这是彼得的第一次的讲道。
And he explains that this is the fulfillment of all that God had promised for people.
他说这今天是神在旧约中所有的应许都已经实现了。
It had to do with the coming of his kingdom.
这跟神的国和基督有关。
He walks them through the Old Testament.
他走过旧约的历史。
And he helps them understand the life, the miracles, the crucifixion, the burial, the resurrection, and the ascension of Jesus.
耶稣基督受死、复活、升天和整个的这一些事情所做的事情都讲明出来。
As you could see from the verses earlier, God works in the hearts of the hearers.
可以看到在开始的经文里头讲到神如何透过这些话在每个人的心中工作。
And he's They understand, the Jews visiting understand, he is talking to them. It's not Peter, it's God talking to them. And he's asking them to be his people.
他让这些人在同在,
he's asking them to repent and to be forgiven for their sins. He's asking them to start a new life. And this is unlike anything they have experienced before according to Jewish law and tradition.
犹太的旧约或者他们的传统来说是从来没有经历过的事情。
They, instead of being asked to identify with the Jewish nation, they are being asked to identify with Christ.
不是让他们向犹太人认同，而是向耶稣基督来认同。
Next slide, please. This brings us to our first point that we want to make.
我想解释我今天要讲的第一个问题，第一个方面。
God's baptism for you, for the people here, is into Christ first.
那对今天要受洗归入基督的人，你们受洗代表着要归入耶稣基督本身。
Yes, it is a ceremony.
是的，是一个典礼。
And you publicly identify with Jesus as Lord and Savior, and you make a commitment to Him.
你公开的向众人说。 耶稣基督是你的救主，是你的主，你也向他委身。However, 然而,
when you want to identify with someone, you have to know something about them.
当你向他认同的时候，你对任何一件事、一个人来认同的时候，你必须要了解他是谁。
You have to understand what makes them special.
你要了解他为什么特别。
the people who are going to be sharing their testimonies later will be able to tell you what there is about Jesus that's special.
当典礼结束的时候，很多人会分享他们的心路历程，来表明他们对神所的认识。
It's just like for kids and for those of you who are going to school, when you join a new organization, you have to understand what your role is going to be. What are you going to be doing?
就像你在学校里、工作里头，你参加一个机构的时候，你可能会做一些事情。
Yeah,
你要知道你在里头会参与什么样的一个功能。
You have to know what kind of people you're associating yourself with.
你想知道说你要参加的人，这些人是不是可爱？
Are they axe murderers or do they do nice things?
他们曾经是不是杀过人，还是说他们现在都是改邪归正的人？
Where Peter was trying to explain to them at the time, the Jewish people, that Jesus was the long-awaited Messiah.
彼得试图要向他们众人解释说，耶稣就是那众人在历史中所等待、仰望的那个弥赛亚。
And he was explaining to them how repentance and accepting him, accepting Jesus was the only way to permanently be forgiven for your sins.
所以有一点非常重要，说你要进入神的国，必须个人的接受耶稣基督，以至于你的罪得赦免，永远的得赦免。
You see, before the Jewish people had their sacrifices.
在原来旧约里头，犹太人必须要有各种各样的祭礼。
But they knew they were temporary.
他们知道这是一个暂时的。
But now Peter was asking them to be saved from a corrupt generation and have meaning for their life.
他说要在这个悖逆的弯曲的时代要做救的时候，你必须要做一件事。
And this was permanent.
就是透过信仰耶稣基督，这样就会永久性的，而不是像那些牲口不断的被杀，而一次次献上就永远赦免你的罪。
Now you have to understand why this was important to them.
你必须要了解为什么这件事情对犹太人那么重要。
They were used to a cycle of God blessing them, and then they would do something wrong, and then God would curse them. He'd place send them into exile, and then they have to go back to God and say, God, I'm sorry. And then God would have to forgive them, and then he would bless them again.
就像在我们今年走过的这个，在旧约里头，他们都经历说，他们顺服神的时候祝福，然后悖逆神的时候，他们得到咒诅，而且甚至会从他们的犹太人的家乡被迁移出去流浪，然后最后再回归，所以这些东西他们是非常不太了解为什么会这样。
This was not a good way to live.
他说这样的生活他说不好。
They were constantly being enslaved by their enemies.
他说这样的话呢没有安全，被敌人所包围。
Are you waiting for a better way to live?
也许你在这个世界上也有同样的意义，你是不是有不同的方式你想活着？
That's what baptism symbolizes, a better way for people to live.
是来鼓励你们以不同的方式来生活。
Peter has talked to them about this better way which they now accept with joy.
他说你怎么样以喜乐的心来生活。
And they understand the only way it comes about is by identifying themselves with Jesus Christ as a Christian.
当你接受耶稣基督与他认同的时候，你的新生活新生命就开始了。
And so baptism is symbolic of this and shows us what happens.
受礼是一个典礼，典礼的外在来表达已经完成的事情。
I have a couple of verses up here for your reference. I'm going to let you look them up. Romans 6.
请你来看这些经文。
Verses 3 through 5. I will read one of them. I'll read 1 Peter 3, 21 through 22.
我只读那个彼得前书。
And this water symbolizes baptism that now saves you also, not the removal of dirt from the body,but the pledge of a good conscience towards God. It saves you by the resurrection of Jesus Christ, who has gone into heaven and is at God's right hand with angels, authorities, and powers in submission to him.
21节这样说，这水所表明的洗礼，现在借着耶稣基督的复活也拯救你们。这洗礼本不在乎除去肉体的污秽，只求在神面前有无愧的良心。耶稣已经深入天堂，在神的右边，众天使和有权柄的并有能力的都服从了他。
Now others today are also going to share with you their understanding of the gospel.
今天我们的见证人、受洗的人，他们会来分享他们对福音的认识。
And their baptism will show that they now identify with Christ.
他们的受礼、受洗，表征着他们对神的委身、对基督的委身。
They now have a good conscience towards God.
他们有那个清醒的良知。
But here's the good news. This is what's special about what you're going to hear.
这件事情非常重要。
It is just the beginning.
这是刚刚开始。
In other words, they're not just baptized to Christ, but they are also baptized to the church.
第二点是，实际上不仅仅是受洗归入基督，同时归入基督的身体，那就是基督的教会。
In other words, they're not just baptized to someone.
他不光是归入天上那位主。
They're baptized to Christ to do something.
他们进入神的家，在一同来工作。
And God gives them this baptism and the Holy Spirit as well to do it as part of the church.
不光是受洗，在身在受洗的时候，神应许圣灵要你们跟你们同在，一同的来建造神的家。
This brings us to point two, which is up there on the screen.
好，第二点。
God's baptism is to the church.
神透过教会来实行圣礼。
You're baptized for a purpose.
你受洗有一个目的。
Baptism doesn't save you, but it does commit you.
受洗并不洗礼并不救你，但是表征你向一件事情来委身。
It says you identified with Christ in the building of His kingdom.
你当与耶稣认同的时候，你就要认同他的使命，来建立他的国。
And God does the building through the church.
神透过教会来建立他的国。
And He expects us to take advantage of the opportunities He provides to get involved.
他期待人们一同的联合，在教会中彼此的同工来见证他的国。
Up on the screen we have 1 Corinthians 12:13.
在平面上平投投影仪上有这个哥林多前书。
It explains it a little bit better.
也许表达得更清晰。
We're all baptized by one spirit into one body.
我们受洗一血一礼归入他的一个身体。
God gives us the Holy Spirit as power to carry out His purposes through the church.
圣灵给我们能力，能够完成他给教会的托付。
And later we're going to read some more verses, the second half of our text.
也许我们再读后面的经文。
And it says that all the believers were together. They needed each other.
在44节里头讲到，所有的信徒他们都在一同相聚。
You see, because what baptism really does is that it renames you. It gives you the new name of Christian.
受洗还有一件事情，让你们有个新生的标志，叫你们成为基督徒。
And says that you as a Christian is part of a community of Christians, disciples of Christ.
你们称为耶稣基督的门徒，这个新的群体中的一员。
Let's go to the next slide for a second.
我们看下一个。
We're going to read the second half of our text, but here's something that I want you to think about for a second.
有一件事情我插一下跟你们讲。
What you're doing when you become a Christian and you get baptized is that you're writing a new book.
当你成为基督徒受洗归入他的时候，你开始写你生命的新的一页。
And this book is about your life as a Christian.
是你基督徒的一页。
The motivation comes from the fact you've accepted Christ.
动机是说你已经接纳，耶稣已经接纳你。
The introductory chapter is baptism.
你的引言已经写完了。
But chapter one is your work in the church.
第一章是在教会中同工。
So it just doesn't end there.
不是受洗作为结束，还是开始。
This is where the growth takes place.
这是你的功能开始表达出来。
And this is why I have divided the text into two parts.
这是我把这段经文分成两部分。
Let's read it together. What the people who are being baptized were committing themselves to.
我们跟这些要受洗的人一同来读。
First in English, and then we'll do Chinese. They devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and to the fellowship, to the breaking of bread and to prayer.Everyone was filled with awe, and many wonders and miraculous signs were done by the apostles. All the believers were together and had everything in common. Selling their possessions and goods, they gave to everyone as he had need. Every day they continued to meet together in the temple courts. They broke bread in their homes and ate together with glad and sincere hearts.Praising God and enjoying the favor of all the people. And the Lord added to the number daily those who were being saved. So now we have this new church with over 3,000 people.
Are you going to read in Chinese also?
Yes, in Chinese.
So I'm a senior pastor, so make sure to stop.
Yes.
都恒心遵守使徒的教训，彼此交接，擘饼，祈祷，众人都惧怕，使徒又行了许多的神奇事。信的人都在一处，凡物公用，并且买了田产，要个人所用的分给个人。他们天天同心合一，恒切的在店里，并且家中拨饼，存着欢喜诚实的心用饭，赞美神， 得众民的喜爱，神将得救的人天天加给他们。
You know, people all around the world are looking for the ideal community.
所有的人都在寻找一个完美的群体，理想的群体。
This is the ideal community.
这是一个理想的群体。
And that's what baptism symbolizes, that you're being introduced to this ideal community that God always intended for everybody.
这是神透过洗礼要来表达的，说让人进入这样的一个理想的群体。
Now, when I first became a Christian, this was difficult for me to understand.
这件事对我来说，我刚刚信主的时候很难理解。
I thought all I had to do was share Jesus with others and do good things and live my life according to biblical principles, and that was it.
我想以为我信主就是个人的传福音，然后按着圣经的要求来生活，这就是这样。
I did not realize I was missing so much.
我没有意识到我失去了一个群体的生活。
Because the understanding of who God is and what that should mean to the world.Really does come through the church.
一个基督徒，我后面才发现说，到底神对世人的影响是怎么样的？实际上是透过教会来产生影响的。
Because you see, it's through the church that God makes Himself known to the world, and He wants you to be a part of that.
透过教会，神向世人做见证，你是其中的一位。
This brings us to our final point. Next slide, please.
请我们来看最后的一点。
God's baptism is into His service in the world.
同时受洗也是让我们归入这个群体以后能够服侍神的世界。
Up here we have part of verse 47.
在47节里。
They were praising God and enjoying the favor of all the people, and the Lord added to their number daily those who were being saved.
你注意到这里，他们赞美神得众民的喜爱，所以神就把得救的人数不断地加给他们。
So you see, baptism is for a purpose.
所以受洗是有目的的。
It doesn't save you, but it does commit you.
受洗本身并不能救你，但是让你向主委身。
Okay, and it also suggests that when it says having favor with all the people, it suggests they were helping others.
当人众人喜爱你的时候，一定说你对别人有所帮助。
But you know what happens sometimes in a church?
有的时候教会并不完美。
Sometimes you get so comfortable, life is so good, you're enjoying the friendship and the fellowship, and you forget.That you have to give God's word out to others.
但是因为在这个群体里头，因为比较理想，虽然不完美，但是你跟世界来比较好很多，因此呢，你就愿意聚在一处，然后不愿意去把这个福音分享给仍然不认识神的人。
And so the believers in Acts chapter 2 were soon to find out that this new fellowship, this new community wasn't just for them. They were supposed to go out and include others also.
后来他们才发现。产生这个群体不仅仅是让他们彼此的相爱，而且要把更多的人纳入这个相爱中。
And that's what happens in Acts chapter 8, verse 4.
这是在后面第八章所出现的事。
It said, those who had been scattered preached the word wherever they went.
在这第八章里头的第四节是吧？第四节说，那些分散在的人在各处去传道。
And it's because others were to be included in this community.
因为从一个角度来说，神希望万人来进入这样的一个群体中间。
There were other people who needed to find out about Christ and also be baptized.
很多人也要向主认同，归入他的身体。
And so we find out that what happens in the church is fellowship, which is important.
我们发现第二点是说，在神的家中彼此的团契。彼此的相爱很重要。
But there is more to our responsibility.
但是我们的责任其实更多。
The Bible has many verses that remind us of this.
神不断地提醒后面的第三点。
Besides inviting others to join us, we have to show them that God cares.
除了我们邀请别人进入耶稣基督身体之外，我们要来表达说神的确关心世人。
And we do this by serving the world with compassion and loving deeds.
透过爱这个世界来表达上帝的爱。
I want to summarize things for you.
我希望来总结一下我说的。
But before I do that,
在我讲之前，我要先是。
If there's some of you who still wondering why, as a Christian, you need to go to church.
也许很多人都想，为什么基督徒星期天还要去主日敬拜
？I want to share with you something that someone wrote about what it means to be a churchless Christian.
我想分享一段故事，是一个人说，一个基督徒是不参加敬拜聚会的人，应该是什么样一个光景
？Someone who just joins and says, "Okay, I'm a Christian, I'm saved, that's fine."
我受洗了，归主了，所以我得救了。
The author says this kind of Christian is like a student who won't go to school.
就像一个学生, 不去学校。
It's like a soldier without an army.
像一个独行侠, 没有一军人, 军人。
It's like a citizen who won't vote.
像一个一个公民然后不投票。
It's like a sailor without a ship.
一个渔民没有船。
A child without a family.
孩子没有家。
A honeybee without a hive.
啊，蜜蜂没有没有窝。
Or a scientist who does not share his findings with his colleagues.
科学家没有跟别人分享他的发现。
And it says here that it says take time to get to know others and let them get to know you in the church.
分享使别人相识相爱需要花时间在教会中在家中。
Because 7 days without church.Makes one person weak. W-E-A-K.
啊，这个七天的时间没有一个基督徒的聚集，使一个人非常的软弱。
So in summary, I just want to say, what would happen if during a marriage ceremony, right afterwards, the bride and groom went their separate ways?
再想一想，刚刚结婚以后，两个人就分开住了。
The bride goes to live with her parents, and the groom goes to live with his parents, and they say, okay, we've done the marriage thing.
那我们已经做完这个典礼了，所以我回到我的家中跟我爸妈妈住，然后你也是一样。
It wouldn't be much of a marriage, would it?
这其实不是一个婚姻。
The truth is, the ceremony is just the beginning, and the real work starts afterwards.
受洗只是一个仪式，来指向将来的一个真实的工作。
But marriage is easy, right?
当然，你们都知道婚姻非常喜乐哈。是不是很容易?
I didn't hear anybody say yes.
哦，好，没有什么共鸣哈。
The truth is, marriage is hard work.
实际上是需要来 work out, 需要彼此的工作。
But you know what? The new couple works together to make it enjoyable for each other.
一对新人，他们在一同同工的时候，是使他们的婚姻让得更加美满。
And so after baptism, that's exactly what has to happen.
当受洗结束的时候，这是你们进入一个新的里程碑。
Remember this, you're writing a great book about the Christian life.
你们在写一个历史中最伟大的书。
Your life.
是你自己的书。
And all of us are included in writing that book with you.
把所有你所认识的弟兄姐妹写在里面。
God wants it to be a bestseller.
神是那个畅销书的那个发行者。
Because he wants others to be included as well.
他也希望更多的人被纳入他的家。
It's a symbol, but God's baptism in Christ is about commitment, acceptance, repentance, and living life differently.
神的圣，敬礼是我们进入基督，彼此委身，被接纳，我们悔改，并且活出一个不一样的人生。
Baptism is a commitment in the church to learn how to live differently and be involved in building God's kingdom, and the Holy Spirit helps us.
同样，受洗是归入他的教会，在教会中委身，学习如何一同的活得不一样，而且呢，来一同依靠圣灵来建造上帝的国。
And finally, God's baptism is into service in the world is a commitment to show that God cares.
受洗来服侍众人，服侍世界，来表明神对这个世界的眷顾。
Because just like you,
就像你我一样
，He wants others to be involved in life the way it was always intended to be.
他希望每个人都按照他原来创造。和救赎所要达成的目标来生活。
So today you're going to hear the introductions to these great new living books.
今天只是听到了那个我们的前言。
Be encouraged by this.
愿意这样来鼓励你们。
Be prayerful.
也彼此的祷告。
And be welcoming to them as you listen.
彼此的欢迎对方。
And after the honeymoon.
当你那个蜜月完成之后。
Let's put them to work.
让他们开始回到工作中。
All right, let us pray.
我们一同来祷告。
Father, we're grateful.
主，我们谢谢你。
For the opportunity to hear these different testimonies coming up.
好，为待会要每一个见证人来感谢你。
We're grateful for the baptisms that you are giving them.
我们特别谢谢你要做的见证，使他们来受洗归入你。
And Father, we pray the world will truly see and understand.
我们祷告你们在众目睽睽之下。来透过他们见证你。
What has changed inside their lives?
用他们内在的改变来表达他们外在的行为。
If Father, there are those who don't know how to live life the way you intended.
让那些不知道如何按照你自己尊贵的设计来活的人可以看见。
May they be touched and also want to change their lives too.
他们的心被你抚摸，以至于他们愿意改变他们的生活方式。
May they also accept Christ.
让他们也接受耶稣基督。
So we all together can live life the way it was intended.
我们能够共同达成神造这个世界生养众多的目的。
In Jesus' name.
因主的名我们祷告。阿门。Amen.